Tuareg rebel leaders Ayad Agali and Ibrahim Agbahanga are expected to discuss a relaunch of a peace process with the government. A peace deal was broken in August when Bahanga kidnapped about 40 people and launched attacks against Mali's army. While most have since been released, some are still being held captive. Rebel leader Gali had helped to broker the ceasefire Bahanga broke and has since mediated between Bahanga and the government. Malian journalist Amadou Magai has been following the Tuareg rebellion and says Bahanga may be losing the backing of the people.
Some people don't know because for these people, this Bahanga, as they called it, did too much. People are very angry against him.
Magai says this could interfere with the success of the talks. The Malian government has accused Bahanga of using the rebellion as a guise to get more control over the region in order to run an illegal drug trade. Bahanga denies this. British Tuareg researcher Jeremy Keenan says while Bahanga's influence may be in question, he could still play an important role in bringing an end to the strife.
Although he's held in high respect and so forth, you know, as a traditional leader, politically there is this question mark about his involvement with outside parties. So he rather bridges this sort of gap.
Keenan says there are also concerns about the talks being held in Algeria, Mali's neighbor to the north, who has often sought greater influence in the region.
They recognize its presence in the region. They recognize that it may be able to bring things to bear. It has influence, but I don't think trust is in great abundance on either side at the moment.
Keenan says outside pressures from countries seeking to extend their sphere of influence, as well as United States' anti-terrorism efforts in the country, may be exacerbating the rebellion. But he says he's optimistic the talks could deliver peace, at least for a period of time.
All parties want to get a settlement in Mali, so I'd be surprised if these talks don't lead to at least a temporary sort of deal, which could become more permanent, particularly if it isn't provoked and upset again by external parties.
Keenan says quelling unrest in Mali should be easier than containing neighboring Niger's larger and more volatile Tuareg rebel movement, which has staged an increasing number of attacks in recent months. Niger's Tuareg also complain of economic neglect on the part of their government. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.